case number 10,739.
Florence, am I correct in that you have not approved any period of tent on this for these people at this site? Is that correct? Or you have?
They had a tent sale for 3 days based on the ordinance allowing them to have a tent sale.
Okay. And where was it?
And it met the 60-foot front and the 15 from the corner.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you're favorable toward this application, you might want to consider the size of the tent as an issue. It's already falls under the 5-year clause to allow them to have, but it could be approved for 5 years or less.
Right.
And
would you be comfortable, Lawrence, if the board approved the special exception with a limitation on the tent, would you be comfortable approving the location when they come in and ask, identify the dates?
I don't have a problem with that. But one thing I did, I tried to take, they weren't pointing out, there's an L on the front of that building that projects closer to Route
right.
1. Mm-hmm. If you line up that L with the corner of that portico or the porch out on the front, there's a little porch out on the front of it. There's
that
some
over,
there's some
where the overhang
there.
Is?
Right. And if you lined up with that and they started at the first parking space, if you're considering putting it next to the building, you started at that first parking space or the second parking space and limited to that.
It's like
that doesn't block, that would take care of the possible blocking of the
right.
Happy Harry's or Walgreens and the office building in the back, because the building's already projecting and you do it, I drew a line on there, it comes off in a line, it's a straight line on it.
Right. So you're essentially talking about plan A that he's got in the application, right?
I think that okay. they proposed plan A as one of their options.
Yeah. Right.
The opposition, did they go too far by saying 200 foot? That puts in the back. Nobody's going to see the tent stay if you go back
right.
that far.
Right.
But if you put the building next to the building, it would still be visible.
Yeah, as if it was but an not extension of the
it would
store.
Not, it wouldn't be an obstruction, whereby the 60-foot setback would yeah. fill in that void and there would be some
block. It would appear as an extension of the store.
In Happy Harry's, it sets back further than 60-foot anyway. So they created their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30 by 60. Yep.
And that could be done in either place. If you did it from either side, as long as it didn't project beyond that sight distance, that sight line, then it could be on either side of that driveway.
Right. Yeah.
Whether it's next to the building or it's back, you know, off towards the Muncie Branch Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stuck out there closer to Muncie Branch and certainly more forward. I'm not in favor of that. Right. Yeah.
And I can't remember, I know it's not an issue now, but I don't remember what the proposed expansion of that building was that may not never come forward because they've been a tenant now that might be there for a while. They might not need that
to
expand. And if they don't put that extra parking lot in the back across from Parsons Road, within a year, they're going to have to reapply for that, too.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm certainly in favor of approving it for the times and the 10 by 60, did you say?
30 by 60.
30 by 60.
And plan A?
And plan A. Well, actually, and leaving it open for Lawrence to determine where or its placement.
Yeah, plan A, 30 by 60, and the days requested.
Yes.
Okay.
5 years.
So I went
in 5 years, number four.
Not 5 years required by the code.
Huh?
Doesn't have to be in there. It just helps how you put it in there.
Yeah, it's right. Automatically limited to
five.
In 5 years. We've done the rest of them five
okay.
years.
But as far as saying plan A, I'd rather say.
Yeah, plan A or plan B, so.
No, I'd rather say.
It would be easier to describe the location if you did say one or the other.
Oh.
So I did.
Oh, okay.
Because if you make it by choice and don't make reference to a site, that sight line, it's probably.
You don't have nothing to go by. That's why I was going to go plan A.
Okay, then.
After you've seen it.
Next to the building.
So yeah, plan A, 30 by 60 tent, the days and time, and for 5 years.
Located at the north
okay.
end of the building.
Everybody come for that?
And approval of the director.
No. Okay.
Pardon?
And put another approval of the director? Do we need that in there?
As far as positioning of the tent, or not necessary, you don't think, with the Plan A?
Not, well, if you don't object to it being on one side of the driveway or the other, then you don't need to reference Plan A.
I got you.
Well, I was trying to say, either if you do Plan A, it's easier than if you say it next to the building rather than site distance, and it would have to be out inlet side.
Okay.
South side of the building should be what you would say.
So there's four.
If you prefer it next to the building.
I would.
And you limit the size, so it doesn't exceed that 30 by 60.
Right.
That doesn't encroach that much more into the driveway, is what a 40-footer would definitely a problem.
Yeah, 40 would limit the through traffic.
You got a 20-foot space and a 10-foot driveway. It doesn't work for through traffic. It only works one way.
Yeah, it would make it difficult to park there.
Okay. And if everybody understands, and if there's no further discussion, I'll entertain a motion on the four stipulations. Plan A, the tent would be 30 by 60 for the dates and the times and for 5 years.
Okay. So not the location.
Okay.
No location stipulation.
Lawrence will do that. Yeah, huh? Lawrence will do the location.
South side.
South side of the building.
Outside of the building, next to the south side of the building.
Next to the south side of the building. Outside the building.
I'd make a motion to that effect of case number 10,739 because I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Second.
And we have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,739 with stipulations as discussed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, the other two are...